So middle of Hilchas Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Yud Ches, Halachas of Bishul on Shabbos, Siv Vav, in the bottom of page 270, Kofan Amahayim of Base, says in Mechab, a kli sheyesh bo davar cham, a vessel that has something hot. Shayam said, let this boy that the hand would recoil. Mutter, it's permitted, as we continue to have Kofan Amahayim of Vav, Lanichu Shabbos, to put on Shabbos, Agabe Kdeha Hatmuna, on an insulated pot, Kdeshish Mechuma, to protect its heat, although it's on that it shouldn't cool off. And v'yochel tuchfid b'batzak, he could smear the opening with dough. Imi yeshle batzak shenilish metmal, if he has dough that was needed from yesterday. Aleim anich and klibit, you cannot put a vessel, shish b'dover she'in lecham kolkach, that has something that's not so warm. Agabik there on a pot, she'cham kolkach, that's so hot, she'el yin yochel escham m'chumo, that the upper one could get hot from its heat, atzei ha'yatzalat esboi, until it's going to reach the temperature of yatzalat esboi. It says in Mishabur, Sivkot Mem Tes. So he said, a vessel that has in it a davar cham, something warm. It's already a hot thing. So he says, he's going according to his opinion mentioned in the fourth paragraph. That if it got a little bit cooled off, but that it wasn't yatzaladis, then you would have a problem again of cooking. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. What the Rama says is going to say later on that we keep on referencing. The custom is to permit them to stand legamri as long as it was hot at one point. If it didn't totally cool off, that it's not a problem. If that's the case, then this halacha would not require that it's still yatzel ledesboy. I'll upon them, but mechabel l'shutasei sif katan nun. So you have a vessel that is hot and it's yad that it's ledesboy, and my fill on this bashkol tarka. And even if it was not totally cooked yet. I mean, a little bit of doubt that we say previously in Siv Dav. The Eshboy, Mishum, Bishul, that's the problem about cooking, but a little bit of even if it's hot. So, what are we saying that it's Yatzalad? But what's the fact it's not fully cooked? Now, Shani Hoch, here it's different. The Leopold, Dizil, the Bishul, it's not going to come to complete cooking. As Mechaba says, it's just protecting the heat inside of it. Now, that's the understanding of the Mechaba Shikta. Many Achrainim, they disagree on him, as the Sharati and Gimel brings in. Even Eli Rabba quotes also the words of the Taz, and it's obvious also that from the words of the Ran, Tzim Rishon Chaz at the end, according to how the Beis explains it, you know, even though you have the Shita, but many Echoyim, he says, disagree on this. So, Usrilu, and they hold it in Mishabur, they in the Mutter, it's only permitted, Rakim Tzbash, called Tzarka. This halacha is not only if it's Yatsa led this, but it also has to be that it's fully cooked. Because the Yeshlach, you have to be concerned that what we're talking about over here should be a taste of ma'at bishal de achleim. It might add a little bit to the cooking through the heat. Because I'm saying my matzah rice b'chol tzarkai, that if it's fully cooked, a fila yim it's something beautiful. If even it's going to get better as it cooks, by putting it gamkin shari. Okay, well that's also going to be permitted. So I'll upon them. So again, here we have this thing that has something hot, very hot. It's yatzal at this point. So Mechaba says it's permitted tzivkat nanaf lahanichai to put on Shabbos on top of a pot that's hatimuna, that's insulated, as Mishmur says, the begotten with garments from before Shabbos. And you could do this to protect the heat, just that it shouldn't cool off. Now, Bashminan, what we're letting you know is the mutla anich, a kli tachas abegotten. You could put the vessel beneath the garment, shekizu ben akadera, that you use to cover the pot. Now, v'avshein, tim Shabbos, a basic question is, you know, insulate on Shabbos, a little bit of even something that does not increase the heat. So, over here, since the primary insulating of the pot was before Shabbos, which was Latzoyach Hagedera for the purpose of the pot, this is a mutter, which that is permitted because it's not Mois of Hevel. Therefore, im niskals Hagedera with Halach is if the pot got uncovered, mutter lechasay, you're allowed to cover it. So, mutter, this is the main halacha. Mutter lechasay, derech agav, is you're allowed to cover it through that. Also, the vessel has in it the warm thing, and therefore that's not a problem. Although generally you're right, hatmana on Shabbos, but even in the mitzvah is a problem. Here, once already was the primary covering was from before Shabbos, which is okay. You can add also this pot that's already hot, and some say already fully cooked. Sivkot and beis. Moreover, says the mechaber, you could smear piv the opening the batzik with dough. Well, now why would you do that? That the heat doesn't escape, and like it just plugs it. It's toma. Obviously, the dough is not muksa. Why not? Isn't dough muksa? No. For example, you need the dough for the chickens in his house. It's their animal food, so it's not muksa. Now we're talking about specifically dough. That's not something that could be smoothed out. Regarding wax and tar or or clay, which is something that's smooth dead, then you can't use those things to plug a log because it's a problem about a malacha of smoothing out. I'll put wax in the hole of a barrel to plug it up because you're smoothing it out. But that's not true. What I mean, dough also is a problem about it. You might come to smooth it out. So what's the reason why it's not a problem about meruach? Because he's not particular to stick it very well. Actually, just doesn't want it to be totally uncovered that it's going to cool off. So you're not really smoothing, you're just plunking it down. But by the hole in the barrel, these particular that it should stick well, and to smooth it out around the hole, that the wine should not spill outwards, they're different. According to this, so even by clay and wax, should be put in our situation. But like in the Magen Avraham we said before, no, that would be problematic. Sivkat nun gimel. So he said that again, if you had dough that was needed from before Shabbos, but then mechaber kedin, he said, but you don't leave a vessel that has something that's not so hot on the pot that is so hot, because then it's going to be heated possibly till yatzelat, because he says the tavshal shouldn't stand in, because a cooked dish that got cooled off, kaimalon the sibdal, we know in sibdal the yeshbish lachabishal, it's a problem about recooking it. It's a problem even if you did not insulate it with anything. Now this was said by a liquid, but by a solid, a full instan legarmi, sure, then even though it got totally cooled off, would be middle sivches, like we'll see later on in sivches, because that pish lachabishal is by lach, is by a liquid, which the sharatin leisayin ches says. This is from the Magen Avraham. It's talking about without atmana, specifically as the seven Mishnah Gimel said, hey, because that's bad mana, that would be aser even by W. Yavish. Simkon Nundal. He said, the upper one could get heated from the pot beneath. And even if he doesn't intend to leave it that long, Kachim, we turn, Dilma Mishli, might forget, like we'll see later on, Besiv Yodal.
Yash Mefarshim, some explain. The Hodesh Shori Laniach Kli, this is Yelada plays a vessel Shish Bedabacham, that has something hot, as we said in the previous Siv, Agabi Kitera Tmuna, on top of a pot that's insulated. A fill a Kli HaTachin Ala Eish, even if the lower vessel is on the fire, Shori is permitted. The Yeshman Farshim, some explain Shem Kli HaTachin Ala Eish, if the lower vessel is on the fire, Layalam Asa, it's always going to be forbidden. It says the Mishnah Bersiv Katan Nun Hei. So some say it's a filikli atachim chulu, even if the lower vessel is on the fire, it's permitted. Atam, the reason is the kimin shak derem of second, because since the pot interrupts, separates between this upper vessel and the fire, through the pot, there's a huge recognition. In a nevgim vash, it doesn't look like this is the problem what we call nevgim vash. It doesn't look like as if you're cooking by putting it on Shabbos. So Mary show you a klima bushel kotzarkin. There's some way that vessel was everything was fully cooked. Sivkatan nun vav. But some say, no, that if the lower vessel is ala eish, v'chulu, if it's on the fire, then it's always going to be forbidden. It's really what they hold, the alidei kederam of sekes, that through a pot that separates, havakamakir grupa, that makes it like, okay, as if there's like a blech, as if the stove is, the oven is shoveled out from the coals, the asala nechala legitchal, that initially on Shabbat, I'll put it on there initially, you'll have to do chazara, or you can't do an initial, what's called nasin legitchal, my mesh, because I'm like, hey, look, we're right later on, the aloch kederi rishayin, aloch is like the first opinion, that it is permitted even when it's on the fire. Sivchas, lanech dove kar, to put something cold, shenis bashal kotzar that's fully cooked, al gabi meicham, on the kettle, shalaish that's on the fire. Yes, some say, shadini kamanichli kenegin hamadura. It has the halacha, like when you put it opposite a fire, and b'chol dove shemut lanichli kenegin hamadura. And anything that's permitted to place opposite the fire, b'mokam shahayat saledis boy, where even if it's with a hand would recoil, kugun shayavish, for example, let's say it's something dry, like a piece of chicken, then you're allowed to put it on the kettle that's on the fire. Some say, no, it's like initially putting something on the stove initially on Shabbos, which was also forbidden, even if it's fully cooked, and even if the more cooks, the worse it gets. Even if you're putting it just to protect, to maintain the heat. But says the Mechaber Rishonir Iker, the first opinion that's more lenient seems primary. Now, but if it's a dish that has gravy, that has liquid, and the more cooks, the better it gets, then also the call, then the debt's forbidden according to everyone. Says the Mishbura Siv Katan Nun Zayin. La Nichta Bakar, to put something that's cold, that's fully cooked on the pot, on top of a kettle that's on the fire. So some say, like we said, it has halacha like putting it kinegra madura. Now he says siv zeb siv zayin. This and the previous paragraph inyan echur. It's really all the same idea. As the Sharatin Leis Pei Gimel brings, he says, look at Magavram, that he wants to initially differentiate between them. That this Mechaber writes that the Rishonir Iker, that the first opinion seems primary, is only by something that's a solid, not by something that's moist and warm, and therefore he doesn't conclude and decide in Siv Zayin. But the El Rabbi and also the Sefer Mamadcha and the Vilna Gaon in his commentary, they understand this very simply that it's one idea, and the Achra of the Shulchan Aruch Siv Ches is going also on the Halacha of Siv Zayin. And La Halacha, the Magen Ram also comes out that one could be lenient regarding the Halacha of Siv Zayin like the first opinion. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, it says, Ve'elo Ashtei Deya Shabbisiv Zayin. Now the two opinions in this paragraph, Heim Atzmet Shabbisiv Zayin, they're the same ones in Siv Zayin. El Yisham Ma'ir B'davalach, that's just there, it's talking about liquid. Tim Ha'im Stan, because if it cool down, Yishbam Shem Bishal, there's a problem about cooking. L'kach Koz Avdev, Yeretz Klish Yishbam Davacham, a vessel has something that's warm, so it's still hot. V'hacha, Ayir B'davayav, Yishbam Tomat a solid, that will instant, even if it cools down, Im Bo'in Mishnah Bishal, there's no problem about cooking anymore. It's just the problem would be like Mechzik Mabashal, like looks like, you know, the rabbinic concern. Like we said previously in Sivdal. Sivkot Nun Ches. So he said, so some say, the Yeshem, the first opinion, say that has halacha like putting it opposite a madura, a bonfire. And therefore, v'chol davar shemut l'anich b'chula, anything you're allowed to put connected to madura. Even makom she'atz ledes boy, like a dry item, you're allowed to put it also on top of the mechem that's on the fire. The hain that is komash in this bar of Sivdal, whatever we said in Sivdal, the emim shem bishul is no problem about cooking. So I don't care that it's near a fire, as long as it's not on the fire. Kugan b'yavish, like something that's a dry piece of meat, a fillin stand, the meat cools down, the mutla shoyz b'kli rishon, and you light to soak it in the first vessel, who then something is, the mutla nicha negat madura, rach k'tzas, you're allowed to put it opposite a fire, just a little bit of distance, l'chashin l'chitoy. Because it's not concerned for stoking the coals, but sivtez vav, like we said in sivtez vav, that's only when you would put it on the fire itself. Sivkot nun tes, so for example, that's what we said, a solid, that you're allowed to put it that would be the case that you're allowed to put it on the mechem shagabe ish, the kettle that's on the fire. Now the avagav, even though definitely kiyur grew from an ish, even though when you have what's called a blech, let's say when you have a stove that's shoveled out from the coals, loy sharbi said Mishnah Gimel, you didn't permit in Mishnah Gimel el chazon to put a bag. It was on, and then you put a bag. Avali anich like it's also potentially put on Shabbos for benin. If that's the case, I'll be here. I'll be shami mishal mati. Even though the kettle that's beneath it, mastik ben a kli ben a ish, that separates between the vessel and the fire, mahaba, isn't it essentially like a glorified blech? Which you're not put stuff on the blech on Shabbos. So what you have to say is no. The sfilah of the days, this opinion holds that if sukkah is a mechem with the kettle separating, I feel a bit in a grufa. Even if you didn't shovel out the coals, you have a regular fire. So it's other mekir grufa. It's better than a garfa katam, let's say, call when you shovel out or cover the coals. The hasam over there, akedira mitzagav kira. There you have the pot on the stove. Shumakim shaderech. Which it's the norm to always cook it over there. So it looks like you're cooking. But over here, that's on top of a pot. You don't usually cook stuff on top of a pot, in the pot, maybe, not on top of the pot. Even initially put it on Shabbos, on top of the crock pot, on top of the pot. Sivkat and Samach. Now, so he said, but some say that no, it is a problem. And Mechaber said, "V'risha nira ikker." The first opinion that's more lenient seems primary. V'chein pasuk el yirav v'agra v'koy gamal hod esiv zayin. Also going on what we said in the previous sif. Din yechur, it's the same idea. Komerish k'sam malo like we wrote before. Now, however, said Mechaber, however, if it's a tavshel that has sifkot and samachal reitiv has gravy. And the reason is the kivishesh beiritiv, since it has gravy, kravaskam mechaba level sevdal mechaba already ruled and sevdal in the stam when it cools down. Yes, bishlach habishol. There's a problem about cooking it again. Or meila osalit like I'm mechem chabs. Every now put on top of a hot pot, the top of the crock pot, that pot cover. Afemena like abayish. That would be a problem even if it's not in the fire. Can almost sevdal above because you can be cooking and sevkan samach beis and mitzdamik v'yafale. And the more you cook it, the better it gets. Oh, that's us according to everyone. So it says da'ish no the whole lashon. All the wording of this paragraph from Malashin Rabbi Yeruchim. He goes according to his opinion. This El Sevdal Bagla that was mentioned in the Ramah and Sevdal. The Davka B'Mitztamek V'Yafale. That's specifically if the more cooks, the better it gets. Oz Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal. Then there's a problem about cooking after it got cooked. Now Ladina Halacha. We already wrote previously in Sivdal. The halacha kishab place in is like the other halacha authorities in the Emach halacha said they don't differentiate regarding this. And v'af mechabe efshar the savikin, even mechabe maybe holds like this. Commercial sasim shum like he said on specifically with the lashon of Ben Yeruchim. Here he's just saying the lashon of Ben Yeruchim, but truth is that that it wouldn't be differentiation if it mistamek biyafaloi or not. That was specifically Rabbein Yerucha. Be'alacha in Be'alacha Divrei Maschil biyachal tuch pib bebatzik, and we said you could even smear the opening with dough. So this, it sounds like that dough you'll let it place on top of a hot vessel that's yatzalat. This point, we're not concerned that it's going to come to baking the dough. At least the amount of that the surface would get crusted. He says, look in Rishon and Dalet Sevhei that that's the shear regarding bread. Seems like he would not concern. Which Dirshu 76 brings that even though it starts to bake through this, Rabbi Yashua explains that whatever was not made, that the food is fit for eating, even in a pressing situation, he didn't do the melacha bishul. And it's not like softening a hard thing that's forbidden, even when you're softening it just a little bit. A kapon, here is not a problem with the dough, of that it's going to get baked. That we said that you cannot put a vessel that has something that's not so hot on top of a pot that is that hot, that the up one could get hot from its heat until it reaches Yatzaladisbay. But if it cannot come to that measurement, then you're allowed to put even something that's totally cold, even though it's going to get warmed up just a little bit. That some say that it's problematic. It's like originally, it's like putting something initially on the stove, which you're not allowed to do, but putting it on top of the kettle. It says, according to this opinion, even if it was dry and it was hot, it would also be forbidden, because you can't do the steam like a tchil on Shabbos on the fire, even something that's fully cooked and hot. And the maskel mitzdamik, Mechaba said that if it has gravy, and the more cooks, the better it gets, that's also the record, that's forbidden according to everyone. What he means to say is that even according to the first opinion, and this is all according to the opinion of the Rosh Hashanah and Sevdal, but according to the Magen Mishnah, the Brun Sevdal, the Nagla, and the Ramah, even something that has gravy and it gets cooled down, there is no problem about Bishul, so here it would also be Mutter, says the Vilnagoyim, in his beer. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 70. Mishnah brought that many Achrim disagree and hold that it's only permitted only when it's in the special called tzarka, and therefore they limit this halacha the mechaber, and that's how the chaznish also comes out, that halacha is not like the taz, and you're not allowed to add on heat by something that's warm, that's not fully cooked, even the way that this heat would not be effective to cook something that's cold, but by something that's hot, it's effective to add on some form of cooking when the heat of the steam is like the shir v'yatza led display. Dish number 71, which Bruce says you have to be concerned that it might add a little bishul through the heat. Now, the addition of cooking by a dish that's already cooked to Meichel ben Desai, he says that according to Shid Zerambam, did not cook a food that was cooked to Meichel ben Desai min Atayra. Even an addition of cooking a little bit that's recognizable in the dish is Asim min Atayra, even though the food is not getting totally cooked. And that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes. Even though in the Igle Ta'al, it sounds like the Yinachayab until you cook the dish called Tzarka that's fully cooked. However, it's more logical that any small remedy that you're doing in the food is also not Torah. And if you violate it and put it on the fire, you have to remove it right away, because every moment that remains over the food, you're adding on to be Oivir and Isra of El Chattas. Dish number 72. Shartzin had brought that a proof from the Ran. Chaznish says there's no proof in the Ran. Only if the lower pot does not have the power to heat up the upper one, you let it put on top of the lower one a food that's not a mavushal kotzarka, that's not fully cooked. Dish number 73. Shabir had said, therefore, if the lower pot gets uncovered, you let it cover it, and then once you're doing that, you let it put also, that's this case that we're talking about of the upper vessel. Now, even to initially uncover the lower pot and to put on top of it a kli, to go back and cover it, Shamsama writes that's permitted, and he adds on that even though the Mishnah Berurah writes, like Nisgal Sif, it got uncovered, it's possible that he writes that only because that's Lashon HaShulchan Aruch in Sim Rishon Zayin Sif Dalet. Dish number 74, however, the Chaznish writes that since this Isser is not because of Tircha, of effort, rather because you're violating and you're insulating, it's not logical that it's permitted to cover it like in this you know, derech agav in this backhand and like in this you know incidental way, and he adds on that even though Sharatin writes that like his words is obvious in the Tesefta, however, there's no such proof because in the Gemara it's brought Tesefta in a different nusach, a different version. Shemzam explains that it's coming in a way that when we see him covering, it's possible to suspend that the covering was made for the lower pot. And since there's no heter to cover only in such a situation, you're not going to be concerned that maybe he's going to come to heat up. And therefore, they weren't going to run Atman. The whole point of not being able to insulate on Shabbos is because you might come to heat it up. However, in Sim Rishon Gimel and Sim Rishon Ches, Mishmur writes that it's forbidden to insulate a food item on top of a hot pot beneath its garments. So how is that possible? Shlomo Zalman answers that here it's talking about that you uncover the pot and you put the vessel above it and you go and you cover it. It's permitted because it looks like that the purpose of the covering is for the purposes of the lower pot. Whereas there it's talking about that you're not uncovering the pot, rather you're inserting the food item beneath the covering and you're insulating that since it's recognizable that the purpose of the is for insulating, so therefore that's why you're not allowed to do that.